No, I think
young people are sometimes
so maybe we could transition into our prophesying time. We'd like to encourage all the saints to share something. Anything that you've enjoyed this week. To speak for the building up of the church.
Yes.
Amen. And so this week we come to message 9 from the crystallization study of 1 and 2 Samuel. Do you all have the book? Maybe if you have the book, we could start by reading the title of this week together. Amen. Okay. The organic building up of the church as the body of Christ through the process of spiritual metabolism according to the believer's inner experience of the indwelling Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can experience the indwelling Christ.
Amen.
I think last week we had this message on the seed of David becoming the Son of God. And we saw last week that actually a human seed, it is possible for a human to become the Son of God, to become children of God, right? And the key verses were in Romans. We saw that actually this was with the Lord Jesus, right? God became a man, right? He had this human living. Through his death, in his human living, he picked up the humanity, right? And this humanity, through his death and resurrection, had to be uplifted. This humanity had to be transformed. And through this process, humanity was brought into divinity.
Amen.
Right? And therefore, Christ, as the seed of David, became the Son of God. Not only according to his divinity, but also now according to his humanity.
Amen.
Right? And so it is this one who is the Son of God, both according to his divinity and his humanity, that God uses as the prototype to bring us, the many children of God, and to make us the sons of God.
Right?
And so last week we saw this great revelation.
Yes.
That right? God became a man.
Amen.
Right? To make man God.
Amen.
In life and in nature. But, of course, not in the Godhead. Right? We don't become an object of worship. But we become bona fide, genuine sons of God. Expressing all that God is. So that's the great revelation we saw last week. And so, this week, we come to the application. How is this being carried out?
Yes.
How do we experience this? So this Amen. Is just a continuation of the previous message.
Amen.
All right. And so I'll continue by reading the first Roman numeral. 2 Samuel 7, 12 to 14a is the unveiling of a prophecy through typology showing us that we need God to build Christ into our intrinsic constitution.
Amen.
So that our entire being will be reconstituted with Christ. Maybe we could read that verse, those verses all together. 2 Samuel 7, 12 to 14. Amen. So whenever you have it, you could just follow me.
Amen.
So verse 12. When your days are fulfilled and you sleep with your fathers, I will raise up your seed after you, which will come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. It is he who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. Maybe we can stop there. Amen. So this is God's word to David, right? Right, David, he saw his situation, that he was comfortable, he was in his own house. But the God of the universe, the God who he served, did not have a house. And therefore, David had this desire to build God a house.
Amen.
Right? But God told David, In fact, is it you who will build me a house? He told him that actually it was his seed who would build God's house. Amen. Right? Who is God's seed? Who is David's seed? It is Christ. Amen. In Romans 1, we see that Christ came through the seed of David. Right? And then he, in Matthew 16, we see him as the one who builds the house. Amen. He says, I will build my church. Amen. Right? The church is God's house. And so it is this seed, not in fact David, right? It was David's seed. Solomon eventually built the temple, but it is his seed that builds the God's house. Amen. And so maybe for us, we also have a desire to do something for God. Right? Just like David, we want to serve God. Right? With this many services in the church, recently we just had an announcement. You can sign up. Sign up for services. So that all these services is for the building up of the church, right? Amen. But is it you, shepherd? Is it you who will build God's house? Right? There's nothing that we have to offer to God of our own. Right? Right? The crucial matter is that we need Christ.
Amen.
We need Christ to be wrought into us. Amen. Right? That's what God shared with David. That David needed a house. Amen. Right? That God would build David a house. Amen. Right? God would work himself into us. Amen. Right? So that he could have his expression. Amen. On the earth. Amen. So A says, God's eternal economy, according to his heart's desire, is to build himself into man and to build man into him. Amen. This mutual abode is the reality of the body of Christ consummating in the new Jerusalem. Amen. So God's eternal economy, his ultimate intention, right, is to gain this corporate vessel, the body of Christ. Amen. Right, to contain Christ. Amen. To be filled with Christ. Amen. And therefore to express Christ. And this would be God's house, right? God's home, the mutual abode of God and man, which eventually consummates in the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
Right? Man would have his dwelling. God would have his dwelling in a mutual abode. So how can we become God's house? It is through this process that the Lord went to. One point that I appreciated this week is that in resurrection, the Lord became the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Right? Last week I mentioned that through incarnation, the intrinsic significance of incarnation is that God became a man so that man would become God. But without Christ going through the processes, without him entering into this marvelous resurrection and becoming the life-giving spirit,
amen,
how could he work himself into us? So I had much appreciation for this life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Right? To this Christ, this indwelling Christ. Christ is now in us.
Amen.
Right? We don't have a historical Christ. Saints, the Lord is now the Spirit.
Amen.
Right? And this Spirit is in us.
Amen.
In our spirit.
Amen.
Joined to our spirit.
Amen.
And so, we have a now Christ.
Right,
right now.
Amen.
We can experience him.
Amen.
Peter, you can enjoy him.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus went through all this so that he could impart himself.
Amen.
Dispense himself as life. And he would become our inward constitution. What a marvelous revelation that the Lord is now the Spirit.
Amen.
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 And so his goal is to enter into us. As the Spirit, he comes into us and he joins to our spirit. Right? But we don't stop there. The Lord needs to spread from our spirit into our soul.
Amen.
So Paul, he prayed in Ephesians 3:17. He bowed his knees unto the Father.
Amen.
Right? That the Father would strengthen us, right?
Amen.
Through his Spirit.
Amen.
Into our inner man.
Amen.
That Christ would make his home in our hearts.
Amen.
And this is the process that we're going through now, right? But are you cooperating with this? Do you want this to happen? Right? Are you opening to the Lord day by day so that He can work Himself into it, into you? I appreciated this prayer of Paul because personally, I'm a person who is just strong in my soul, right? And all of us, you know, we may have some kind of weakness or deficiency. But here we see that we can be strengthened.
Amen.
Our spirit needs to become strong.
Amen.
Right? The Spirit strengthens our inner man.
Amen.
So that we could cooperate with his operating. Right? And so what is it gonna take for Christ to make his home in our hearts? It's going to take the power that raised Christ from the dead.
Amen.
For God to operate in us.
Amen.
As the one who is able.
Amen.
Right? To do above all that we can ask or think.
Amen.
Right? And so this is our experience today, yes. Saints. We need to be open to the Lord.
Yes.
We need to have the good earth, the soft heart, so that the Lord can grow in us.
Amen.
He's been planted into us. As the seed of life, we see in 1 John 3:9, of the Lord, He put Himself in us, and now this seed needs to grow.
Amen.
And so we need to be the ones who allow Him to grow, who spread in our being. And so I'll end off with this. The Lord in Matthew 13, right? He gave us the parable of the four kinds of hearts.
Right.
Actually, these four kinds of hearts are four kinds of people, right? Which one are you, right? Which one do you want to be? And my prayer to the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't want to be hardened. I don't want to have a hard heart. Whatever you have in me, or whatever that's hard in me, Lord, help me to dig it out.
Amen.
Remove all the rocks in my being.
Yes.
All the hidden desires.
Yes.
All the personal treasures. Everything that we want for ourselves, the Lord that occupies our being, the Lord needs to remove them,
yes.
Right? So that He can make His home in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. And so I'll end off by reading one more point. This is C. We have within us certain nutrients created by God as a preparation for His coming into us to grow in us. God has created the human spirit with the human nutrients along with the human heart as the soil for the growth of the divine seed within us. Right? And so may we cooperate with this, with the Lord's growing in us, right?
Yes.
By turning our hearts to Him, by loving Him,
amen.
And by having the heart that is soft, supplying Him with the nutrients as the divinity, the seed of life, to grow into us.
Amen. We have a lot of saints this morning. Maybe we could limit our sharing to 3 minutes each, and then we'll adjust accordingly as we reach the end.
A lot of building, you know, like the Lord is just, He just wants to build Himself in our heart.
Right.
And I was just impressed with this, with, you know, the day two that says that in Ephesians 3:16 reveals that the triune God has come into us to do a building work with Himself as the element and also with something from us as a material. This illustrated by the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. And this is the last point that we heard, right? But here in Ephesians 3:16 to 21, we see Paul's prayer. And some of the items that Paul was praying to the Lord was that the saints may be strengthened into their inner man, that Christ may make His home in our hearts, that the saints may apprehend the adventures of Christ, that the saints may know of Christ, that the saints may be filled unto the fullness of God. So here we see that the apostles' praise to God is for His glory in the church and in Christ. So the Lord, I like one of example of the week that says that this building is compared the triune God as a big machine. It says, you know, like the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. They're like this big machine, right? But it cannot operate because it needs somebody to operate this machine. And we see through the Bible that Christ wants to build his church. But he will not do it directly. He works through the body. Amen. So as God needs us, we also need God. Amen. And for that, I really appreciate, you know, this part that we have this divine seed within us. But this divine seed, right, requires the nutrients. Depending on how many nutrients we can afford to this divine seed, it will grow. It said that the seed, although it's divine, it cannot grow on its own. It needs our human nutrients. So I just really appreciate that our heart is this soil, right? As we heard earlier, there is like all these different kinds of grounds, but which one are we? So throughout the week, I was just coming to the Lord and I was saying, Lord, like, I want my heart to be the good soil. I want my heart to cooperate with you, right? And so I really appreciate this, that this is a composition of the divine element, which is the divine seed, but also we need the nutrients, which is in our human virtues, right? So we have our human spirit. We can believe in the Lord. We can enjoy the Lord. Our opening to the Lord, our prayer, our coming to the Lord, that provides the more nutrients. And we see that the more nutrients equals the growth. So this this growing of the seed within us, it's the same as God's building. So eventually the Lord is just gaining, you know, he's gaining his home in our hearts. So I just appreciated also this part that says that to be strengthened into our inner man, it means that we are growing. But also when we pray to the Lord to be strengthened into our inner man, that means that where have we been living? Have we been living in our soul? Have we been living in our outer man, right? So I just, you know, when we open our heart to the Lord is able to expose all of these things within us. So I just, you know, I was just very exposed throughout this week. But we have one goal. And the goal is, you know, that the Lord will have this intrinsic building. And in order to have this intrinsic building, in Matthew 16:18, the Lord says, I will build my church. And just, you know, opening to the Lord completely. I feel like sometimes when people ask me, Adi, when you got married, like, you say you were open. Like, what does that mean? And I just tell them, you know, to be open is not to say, I'm open, but, like, Lord, I'm open to this, but, you know, I don't like that. Or, Lord, I'm open to this, but I don't want to go with that person. We just need to realize that when we say open, we need to really mean what that openness is. And it means that we should be open to whatever the Lord brings, whatever the Lord wants to do in us. So it's not just, I'm open, but there's always a but within us. So we want to be those who can just, you know, open to the Lord and allow Him to work in us. And that way the Lord will just gain this intrinsic building. So I just really hope that more of us can touch, you know, on this intrinsic building, right? There is like God's economy, which is it's a crazy metabolic change within us. But yeah, I just want to leave us with this part that we need to be aware that the even though this divine seed is within us, it cannot grow on its own. It needs us to afford this nutrient. So may this week we just continue to open ourselves to the Lord, that He would gain the prayers that He desires for the intrinsic building. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. I really enjoy this week, especially because I like to plant. I'm always sowing. You know, this word, the sower, the seed, the soil, nutrients. Very important, right? The Lord was speaking parables, and I said, why are you speaking parables? And even the disciple asked him, why do you speak in parables? They don't understand. And it happened to me that they didn't understand either. They had to ask him again, what do you try to say? But like he says here, look, the seed is divinity. And this happened to me many times when I preach the gospel. I work all the time to all my students. I plant the seed, right? But this seed, what does it fall? Into which crevices? Into a stony place, a thorn place with a lot of thorns on the road. So I always pray. I say, Lord, help me be before I preach the gospel. Because I don't know, I'm talking to somebody, and now I don't know how you're going to receive this. So we need to pray, right? So it happens to be that many times the soul, my brother once shared that first when we preach the gospel, the seed goes through our mind and then to our spirit, right? But many times it doesn't go through the spirit, because it stays in the mind. And what has happened with many of them, they get emotional when they hear the gospel. They get emotional. That's the second one. That's on the stony place when there is a little soil and it grows and dies because there's no root. So each of them has a purpose, a message. So why are we here? Because actually the seed came into a good soil. That's why we are here. See, the seed came into us, you know, and because we had a good soul, we opened our spirit, we received the Lord. But what happened? If I plant a lot of teeth, it's coming up, plant a lot of food, I have now. But I need to put the nutrients. Every time I tell my wife, do you put the nutrients, you know, the fertilizer? And yes, if we don't put these nutrients, it's not going to grow. So what are the nutrients? Get up in the morning and read the word and pray and give thanks to the Lord. This is the nutrients. You know, we need to read, we need to pray. Need to ask for the Lord for forgiveness, repentance, right. Because we make mistakes all the time, you know, and we need to ask Him to forgive us every day. We need to repent. But you need one thing we need to do really is say, Lord, I need more nutrients. You see, naturally speaking, if we don't feed our body the proper food, because we have the whole periodic table in our body, you know that. So if we don't eat properly, we're going to get sick and all of that. But if you put all the chemicals that we need naturally, okay, organic, so we're going to be weak. So that's why we need to eat every day. Who do we eat? Jesus. We need to eat the Lord Jesus every day. I said, my son, read the word. Eat the Lord. You know, because otherwise the enemy attacks. The enemy attacks anytime. You know, the world is there to attack us, to destroy it, to put a lot of garbage in our minds. TV, internet is full of garbage. A lot of garbage, you know. So we need to pray. Say, Lord, we need more nutrients. Feed me more. I need you, Lord. I repent of what happened yesterday. I repent what happened last week. I repent for not talking to my mom right away. I repent for not talking to my friend. I repent for everything, Lord. So if we do that, so we'll be able to be, you know, growing up properly, you know, with the nutrients that we need. Amen. This is amazing. This is about the building up of the body. It's not individually, because this is for the whole, for the body of Christ to build up right. Together. Amen.
Amen.
And so just focusing on the title, right? But the title, so I can keep myself focused, is that this is for the organic building of the body of Christ, right, for the church. But it's through the process of spiritual metabolism. Spiritual metabolism. That means a process that changes us, that, you know, we act according to what is in us, right? According to the believer's inner experience of the indwelling Christ. So the experiences that we have of Christ is going to take us to this spiritual metabolism, right? Some of us have a higher metabolism than others, and we don't really know why, but it is. And, you know, some of us, you know, you can eat and you don't gain a pound. And some of us, you know, just look at it and we're already gaining the weight. You know, it has to do with the metabolism. So there's a spiritual metabolism, right? And so the saints have said that this seed, right, the seed that is within us has to grow, right? We see that the seed of a woman, and so now becomes the Son of God. Amen. So now this is the soil, right? So we've already said that it depends on the soil. The soil needs the nutrients. And so it's, what are those nutrients? Well, it's our spirit. We have to be poor in spirit.
Yeah.
Poor in spirit doesn't mean that, you know, we don't have it. It just means that we are empty from all kinds of things, so that the Lord can come in, right? And so we have our heart. Our heart needs to be pure, you know, and what does that mean? That it's not distracted by a whole lot of things. That you have so many things in your heart that there's no room for the Lord. So we see that. And so we talk about the nutrients. That's just wonderful. But if you've ever had a garden, you have to talk about the weeds. My goodness, weeds. You know, I remember Sister Judy said she went somewhere. When she came back, there were so many weeds. You know, it was going to take her longer to take the weeds out than to, you know, to do anything else. And so the weeds are like all these distractions, or all these things that come to us. And so we need to let the Lord deal with those things. Oh, my God, you know, I just looked this morning and I saw the weeds. And, I've got to get in there and take them out. And then if you don't want the weeds to grow back, you have to put mulch in there. And so we really need to let the Lord deal with all of those weeds, all of these things that take away the growth. And I thought about, you know, as you live and you have experiences with the Lord, you know, all of these matters that we have to let the Lord come in and dig in. We have to let Him, you know, Minora is always talking about the digging, you know, and the rocks inside. You know, my garden has these little rocks. And I had to take these rocks and I take them out and there's more rocks. And I don't know where the rocks are coming from. I didn't plant any rocks in there. They're just there. And so, you know, I really, every year I get a pretty nice crop, but it there's a lot of laboring involved. And so how much Christ grows in me depends on my spirit and my heart. How empty am I of all these things? You know, how pure and genuine I am with the Lord, you know, in the midst of it all, when the tribulations come. You know, it's really the nitty-gritty, and the test is when the weeds come. It's when the tribulation comes. That's really the, you know, the test. And we need to learn to turn to the Lord. I'm still learning. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
They are wicked, Lord. You can put up as the Lord does. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I just like to share a few practical matters. Like, you know, today we know it's a Father's Day, right? I read two articles about, you know, fatherhood. Yeah, praise the Lord. Like, the Lord, you know, put some of us, right, as the role of father, right? And then one of the article mentions say, you know, the father, you need to lead the family to the right direction, right? And with the consideration of the different personalities of your children, which is very true. Yeah, it's by God's design. I mean, the children in the family can be very, very different. So when I speak of this, we can also to reflect. So I'm also talking to the young generation now. So I think the one of the important things when you go into the adulthood is you begin to realize your God's gift, and also your God's committed your not so completeness. So we have to, this is kind of process we need to realize. Yeah. You know, I can give you my own example. I'm not a handyman. So I can tell you. So when I can see other people can do, like, you know, some roof is broken or some windows are broken, they can do it. Sometimes I will feel I'm kind of weak. Yeah, I cannot do that, right? Yet, it's a process for me to come to the Lord and to be accepting this. Yes, I tell you know my Heavenly Father. Yeah, I'm not handyman. but are men in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So every man, every woman, we should say that. We are not, you know, God does not make us somebody or some, you know, but God does give each one of us a gift, a calling. So I think we should, you know, gladly accept this calling and with joyful heart. And then, with that, God will give us a healthy heart and then godly heart, which is much needed in this world. And second point I want to bring out, the other article mentions, this is a ex-NFL-like, you know, player. He said, like, this society is toxic. It's like talks about, you know, we have too much, I forgot the word, basically means like, you know, something, the meaning means like manhood, right? But actually, we need that. This society, we need much more of that. But not that the self-centered one. Oh, I'm so strong, I'm so sporty, right? I'm so cool. Not self-centered one. But the ones with Jesus-like, with the sonship. That's the truly like manhood we need. We serve the God, and we follow Jesus Christ. That's the one we need in this society. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I appreciated on the outline this week under day two, seeing that the rate at which we grow in life depends not on the divine seed. There's nothing wrong with the seed that's inside of us. Actually, it's all about our cooperation. We need to afford the human nutrients in order to allow the seed to grow. And I just thought it was in A, it says, if we remain in our soul, in our natural man, there will not be any nutrients for the growth of the divine seed. But then there are two points here. It's just, it's so great. It says, but if we are strengthened into our inner man. So I appreciate on the one hand, the Father is strengthening us through the power of the resurrected Christ into our inner man. That means out of everything else. That's on the one side. And on the other side is, if we pay attention to our spirit and exercise our spirit, the nutrients will be supplied, and Christ will make his home in our heart. Amen. And so I was remembering, actually, at the teacher's training a few weeks ago, what was brought out again is, what does it really mean to exercise our spirit? Actually, the main primary function of our spirit is our conscience. And so I just appreciated being reminded again, actually, we need to take care of our conscience. Actually, in the footnote in 1 Timothy 4:7, it talks about exercising ourselves unto godliness. And we see the definition of godliness there is actually just living Christ in our daily living. And so the only way we can do that is if we pay attention to our spirit, especially our conscience. And that I felt like that went right along with our small group meeting this past week. We were reading the assurance, security, and joy of our salvation. And we had a lot of fellowship on the maintenance of that joy. And the first thing is actually to take care of, make sure there are no barriers between us and God, right? We need to make sure there's no sin. There's nothing from the world defiling us. And then we can pray, you know, we eat the word, and then we can fellowship with the saints. And that's the way for us to maintain the joy of our salvation. And I appreciate these basic practices in our daily living actually results in issue in the organic building up of the body of Christ. We see that when we take care of our conscience, we pay attention to our spirit and exercise our spirit, and we pray, Father, strengthen us into our inner man, that affords the nutrients for Christ to grow, for him to make his home in our hearts, so we can apprehend with all the saints, all the dimensions of Christ.
Amen. Amen. I want to share a bit on day 5, Ephesians 3:17-18, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth are.
Yeah, Christ really has the desire to make his home in our hearts.
Amen.
But it is so important when I think about this, I think, well, is my heart ready for him to live in? When we receive the Lord, his spirit enters into us, and there is a spot for him there. But really, he might be locked in one of the smaller rooms in our hearts. There might be some locked doors in our heart that the Lord is not free to enter into all the chambers, all the different rooms in our heart. And really in our heart, there is our mind, our emotion, our will, and the conscience. So yeah, I think this morning I was praying to the Lord that, Lord, make my heart a good soil, a place that is ready for you to spread, to strengthen into my inner man. And I love the second part of this, well, maybe verse 18, that we can apprehend with all the saints. I was touched by with all the saints because Christ, it's so rich. It's a three-dimensional thing. And we not only, you know, dig into one line and get really deep into it, but we want to first get to know Christ as his breadth and his length. And really to get to that point, we need all the saints. We need to be companionized with the saints. So we need to be open and come together with the saints to apprehend the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, so I also really enjoyed the part of this week where it talked about God being like a machine. He needs us to operate it in order for him to function. I felt like that really emphasized the importance of prayer, like power of prayer, and how that's what laid the tracks out for God's move, right? I remember I once watched this video of this guy. He's not from like the same ministry as us, but like he was saying like how like God can move bounds, but prayer can move God. But when I first heard that, I didn't quite take it very lightly, because like I was just like, how can anything move God? Like I didn't quite, you know, take it in well. But you know, like when I think back to it, I feel like there's a degree of truth in it, because you know God wants us to be the cause of his move, right, from our prayer. And that's what it means by that prayer can move God. And amen.
Maybe we could go around in 2 minutes, so I'll start. You know, when we're speaking about eating, I think more and more I realize that eating on the one hand is simple, but on the other hand it's actually complicated. And it's not that the process is complicated, but I am complicated. And so I really appreciated this week to see this connection, right? Ephesians 3:16. I think we all pray these prayers. Lord, make your home in my heart. But the revelation or the seeing that we're getting at is, you know, that is related to the condition of our heart, right? So in Matthew 13. And I really feel, saints, don't you believe? I believe the Lord is really wanting to break through in this matter. Because even from the Memorial Day conference, we had messages about this, right? And so I realized, actually this morning, I was just reviewing that in Genesis, in chapter 2, you know, before God put man in front of the tree of life and telling man to eat, actually, he told man that you need to what? You need to work and you need to keep it. Right? You need to work and you need to keep. And actually, that refers to our human heart. Right? Working, like the saints mentioned, means that, you know, we need to till. Right? And this is a daily process. I think every morning when I wake up, my heart is a little hard, right? I need to start turning. Lord, I love you. I turn to you. Son, thank you. You're so wonderful. And thus begins the process of tilling. And that is to what? To be open to the tree of life. But we also need to keep it. And this is to what? This is to guard. Because not only is there the tree of life, but there's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so we need to keep our heart from any attack, even the subtle attack, right, from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And this week I just had a short experience, you know, in my heart. you know, there's different conditions. I'll just focus on the thorns, which symbolizes the anxieties and the deceitfulness of riches. And I think we're all realizing, right? Inflation, the prices are going up. And you know, when I got home, and there's another experience, I was with the kids, you know, I wanted to say something about that. And then the Lord just touched me. You don't need to talk about that, right? You don't need to worry about that, right? It doesn't matter if gas is going to $5, $6, $7, right? And the Lord just I don't know, it's just a gentle reminder, right? You don't need to worry. You don't need to worry. Don't be anxious about these things, right? And I realized at that moment, wow, thank you, Lord. Oh, that I could guard my heart. I could keep my heart. I could just remain just turning my heart to you. In this way, through our cooperation, the Lord could continue to grow in us.
Amen. I really enjoy this point, the outline, Roman numeral 3D. It says, Christ has the desire to occupy every room of our heart. And it says the Greek word, make his home, is katokeo. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but I always love Ephesians 3:17, and I always love the Greek meaning behind that. And it shows here, it basically means to settle down in a dwelling, to make a dwelling place. And the word kata means down. And I remember when I was a college student, I loved that verse so much. And I was like, Lord, make your home my heart, settle in. And then as the years go by, you know, the brothers would share, the Lord wants to make his home in our heart, in every nook, every cranny, every corner in our heart. And I was like, wow, that's so amazing. And then as the years go by, you realize there's a lot of hidden things, a lot of hidden desires in your heart, which needs to be dealt with in order for the Lord to come in and make his home in your heart. And, you know, all the sharing, I was so supplied. The example, the weeds in the garden, it's so true. You know, all these hidden desires in us. And I was just so reminded by hymn 12:14. It says, dig away, dig away, dig away. There's condemnation in our heart. There's vain imaginations, troublesome emotions, resistance in our will, self-seeking in our heart. And when all these things are dealt with, life can flow. So I was really touched that it comes down to our daily living, the matter of taking care of our conscience. And actually, I had a mini experience this past week where I went grocery shopping, and then I thought I bought everything, and then I stepped out the store, went into my car, checked my receipt, and I realized, oh, I didn't pay for one item, but somehow I got through. And then I was trying to self-justify myself, you know, it's okay, you know, no one caught you, don't go through all the trouble talking to the manager, they're going to think you stole it. But then another part was like, no, you need to go back and you need to pay for that item, or else you can't take the table. And I realized, Lord, I need to take care of my conscience. And so I was sitting in the car in the parking lot, like, wondering, what do I do? You know, will I get in trouble? The manager asks why I'm paying this item again. And so I just went to the Lord, and I just prayed, and I realized I have to go back in. It doesn't matter if people think I'm crazy, but it's between me and the Lord, and it's a matter of taking care of your conscience so that life can flow. So I went back. The cashier probably thought I was crazy, didn't quite understand. But, you know, I was so happy that, you know, this is something between me and the Lord, where it starts with these daily little things, right, where, you know, you remove all these little things day by day, and then Christ can make his home in your heart. Amen. And life can flow. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
God has an eternal purpose. We were talking about his heart, his intention, and his desires. This one is the eternal economy. It's never going to be changed. It's forever lasting. But our God, he himself already did his part. His part. He complete, you know, his work in his part. But for us, we need to cooperate today, which we talk about the building up and also our inner experience of the indwelling Christ. When we talk about the inner experience, I just really appreciate it, the message told us, according to the Bible, growth equals building. We need to be we need to grow to the maturity, and then meanwhile, of course, the same time we are built up. We are built up into the body.
Amen.
And the body is being built up. For this purpose, Paul in the book of Ephesians, he has two great prayers, which we all know. In chapter 1, he mentioned about what? The wisdom and spirit, and revelation of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Lord will give us such a spirit. I believe today we all have this spirit for this purpose, for the building up. And after that, in chapter 3, he has another one. He kneeled down his knees for the prayer for the church, which is this one. We just read, you know, the whole 16 to 21 will be strengthened into our inner man, and the Christ will make his home in our heart. But this, for this purpose, we need to be strengthened. And the strength is there already. We just need to accept and exercise. I really appreciate all the sharings. Yesterday, several meetings from the morning, the children's meeting, you know, from a year old to 3 year old. In the afternoon, I visited the group previously we were meet with, and then the evening we have young people's senior send off meeting. All these, you see, all these vessels, they are growing. And I check myself, Lord, I'm this age. Am I growing too? You know, maybe not that obviously, but there's one thing very important. We not only it's for us to grow, our heart matters.
Imagine
about conscious, but to me, this week I really experienced our mind need to be strengthened too. Our need to be renewed. We need to renew the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
Otherwise, by the end of the day, it could be old. Definitely will. So sometimes I have to force myself, use my will to force myself to turn to the Lord, to
Amen.
Turn His Word. Through the Word of God, the dwelling Word, the living Word of God, and also through the serving, you know, we have many services. The Lord will shine the light to us through His Word, you know, where we are and how we can grow, and grow in a healthy way. So, hallelujah, we have so many opportunities
Amen.
To turn and to be built up, to grow. Amen.
Amen.
There are two conversations that I've had about the verse about the Lord making our home in our hearts that stick out to me when I remember them. And one of them was like, imagine, you know, we have this phrase, it's like, hey, make yourself at home. It's like, imagine you invited someone over and they started moving your furniture. And they're like, well, like don't move my furniture. And then imagine that person was Jesus, and then you're like, okay, maybe. And then it's like, am I open enough to the Lord and cooperative enough that, like, if the Lord shows me something in my heart that isn't supposed to be there, that I'll let Him take it away from me? I mean, hopefully, yes, but, like, you know, I think we all have the experience that we're more resistant than we realize. And then there was another time where I was volunteering at a rehab, and one of the projects that they have the rehab students do is that they have to clean out foreclosed homes, and some of these houses are disgusting. Like, they have, like, 3 feet of garbage in them. I actually have a picture of my friend, and he's, like, sprawled out without, like, garbage, like, wall to wall. And it's just like, wow, this is, like, our heart before the Lord. We let the Lord in, you know? It's like, without even realizing it, like, there's some matters that we have to hand over because we are not capable of removing these matters ourselves.
Amen. Amen. I also have feeling that we really need to work and guard our heart and learn to partake the tree of life. Just like Shepherd shared, that our heart is so complicated and our heart is very easily to, you know, to be think of a lot of things on this world. What is happening right now? All these the economy, financial things right now, gas price crazy, the stock is going down, everything is pretty, you know, frustration, at least to the world, right? The people on this earth.
But, you know, this is really our job to take care of our heart. Our heart needs to, you know, to have a space for the Lord that we can really enjoy the tree of life. And I really love the verse here in Deuteronomy chapter 30:19. I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your seed may live. In loving Jehovah your God, by listening to his voice, holding fast to him, because he is your life in the lands of your days, that you may dwell upon the land which Jehovah swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give him. So you know the Lord Jehovah, he had a promise for us. We can live on this land, the land, the kingdom of God. So we don't need to be worried. You know, continuing in Matthew chapter 10, 20 says that, and not two sparrows sold for a sarian, and not one of them will fall to the earth apart from your father, but even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Have you ever numbered your hairs on your head? Our father did. He already numbered our hairs. So he knew everything. He knew what's the best for us. So everything happens on the world. Doesn't matter, really, to just simply love our Father, and he will prepare all the best for us. So that's why I really enjoy this week. I really just keep my heart simple to the Lord, and everything he will take care of. Amen.
Bible is a book of talking about eating.
Amen.
And eating seemingly is simple, but it's very crucial. Saints, have you read this week's content, A Morning Revival? And let me ask you again, have you eaten the content of this week? You may have written something about the content, but you probably have not eaten some of the content as the food. Even this week's title is good for eating.
Yes.
The organic.
Amen.
The organic.
Amen.
The organic building up.
Amen.
Wow. The organic building up. If we don't eat, nothing would happen. And God's economy will never, ever fulfill. In order to eat, we have to be simple-minded. We are too complicated, say. Way too complicated. The older ones, even worse.
Yeah.
Okay? We have so many years of church life. Nothing can bother us. Nothing that we cannot handle. That is really bad. They even cost us not able to eat. That's why Paul's two prayers are so crucial to us. He prayed first, we must have this realization of revelation. Right. You know what's the first revelation? We have spirit. You have spirit. I have spirit. And God is spirit. In order for me to eat him, I must exercise my spirit.
Amen.
Scott and Mary moved back this week. Oh, what a week. Oh, what a week.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but hallelujah. Right? I have a desire. I told the Lord every day,
I would, you may call it preach, or even dispensing, but that's for me to exercise my spirit, to preach the grace. Whether she has a response or not, doesn't matter. I will call on the name of the Lord before her every single day. Because I realize if I don't exercise my spirit, I'm so old. Not only age-wise, I'm old. Spiritual-wise, I'm very old. So I need to take any opportunity to exercise my spirit.
Amen.
So I will encourage the saints. Do you want to eat? Huh? Do you want to eat?
Amen.
What Esther shared was very, it's very correct. Take care of our conscience. If you don't take care of your conscience, I don't take care of my conscience, the pathway is blocked. No way can come in. So we have the first John. Whoever confesses sin, that by the blood of the Lord Jesus will cleanse us. Yeah. And then we have the right. I want to eat. Do you want to eat?
Amen.
We must say, we want to eat. So by eating, the economy of God can be achieved. And then we can have this organic building up of the church as the body of Christ through this process of spiritual metabolism, according to my inner experience of such an indwelling Christ. Hallelujah for this title.
Amen. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things, and it is incurable. You can know it. And I, Jehovah, search the heart, and test the inward parts, even to give to each one according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. Yeah. Our heart is deceitful. Only the Lord can really heal it, can really feed it, can really touch, because I know, you know, our heart is really very deceitful, you know, when we are in our natural man. That's why it's very important. And we eat, like Brother said, we need to eat every day. That's the only way, eating, being fed. To clean the conscience first. Amen.
Maybe I can have a short conclude for the word. I think I really touched by Stan's sharing about everything, about eating, about the weeds, about the throne in our hearts. I think this week I touched three words: organic, metabolism,
right.
And inner. Amen. Inner experience. You know, my job, I'm a biochemist, we're making drugs, but there's a word saying, eat food as your drug, or you will eat drug as your food. So we know that food is so important for us. Eating is so important for us. Mm. We don't want to be someone that we have to take food, drug as our food, right? We have to take healthy food every day so that we can avoid to eat drug. Same thing here, spiritually, I think it's the same principle. Our eating is so important. Reading the word doesn't mean we are eating the word. Also, it doesn't mean we are actually digested or assimilated. this week the title is saying building up, then proceed process of the spiritual metabolism, and then inner experience. Actually, when I read this word, I realized when I experience this, actually it's the back word. We have to experience this inner experience of the indwelling Christ in our heart, start from our heart, and start from our spirit and spread to our heart. Then we can experience this spiritual metabolism.
Amen.
And the issue is the building up of the church.
Amen.
Right? So spiritually, when we really experience this week, we're actually backward. So then the most important thing is where we should start. It's actually start from our hearts, right? And before that, we have to clean up so many things in our hearts, right? Dig out the rocks, clean up the weeds, or cut off the thorns, right? Then turn to our spirit to supply the nutrition, right, to the seeds until it grows. And then, this is a daily matter, right? This metabolism is daily matter. Think about our body, right? Our blood cannot stop flow, right? If it stops flow, like, you will die in a very quick time. So metabolism is a daily matter. It's a timely matter. You have to drink all the time, eat all the time, right? Same thing. Our spiritual growth is continual matter. Right? We have to exercise our spirit continually to experience this metabolism. In the message here is mentioned. There's the inner man and there's the outer man, right? When a brother said to his wife, "Oh, I'm tired," he is in his outer man, right? We experience all the time. We feel tired, or we feel something from our mind or from our physical body. But there's the inner man, right? What's the difference between us and the unbelievers is that we have this inner man. When we turn to this inner man, we get strengthened, right? And then, you know, the most beautiful thing is that when we turn to this inner man, actually, we won't feel our outer man anymore. Don't you have this experience that when you are in the training, your spirit just stirred up, right? You actually forgot what time you wake up. You're so supplied, actually. I remember when I was a student in a training, the brother wake up at 5 o'clock and then calling upon the Lord in the room, and then we're like, oh, it's so still too early. But he forgot about that because his inner man is so saturated by the Spirit, and he is so enjoying about that flow of life in his inner man. And lastly, we see the building up. We see the building up is not out of us, it's out of God. Clearly from the 2 Samuel chapter 7, we see that when David has a heart to build a temple for God, God kind of stopped him, right? He said, "I will build a house for you," right? Actually, I have a very similar experience when I was young. I said, "Oh, I don't want to get married. God's house haven't been built up. Why I build my own house?" And then it turns out actually no. The building is a growing. It's not some physical building. It's like not like, oh, we're going to gain tons of people for God, or you're going to do some awesome work for God.
Right.
It's actually God himself built himself into us. And we see that from the Ephesians 3. It says the building is equal to grow, right? So then we have this, from this divine revelation, we see that the most important thing for us is not for us to do something good for God, but to enjoy the God.
Amen.
And that is bringing us back to the first thing, right? To have this relationship with God so that he can make home in our hearts.
Amen.
So I think this is really, really, really wonderful that we can experience every day. And this is a class we can never graduate. And until we, you know, fully mature. And the most awesome thing for me is that this building is not individual. It's a corporate building. We know that New Jerusalem is a corporate government. So we're not a standalone members and kind of pursue by ourselves. We'll pursue this together. Let's encourage one another. Tomorrow we want love the Lord more, and we want to clean our hearts more.
Amen.
So that he can grow more in us.
Amen.
I just echo brother. because three brothers mentioned about the organic building. Amen. That means the original, we used to focus on the physical building,
yeah.
Just like David, right? 2 Samuel chapter 5, he say, Jehovah say, is it you will build me a house? The house, that means the temple, is a physical, right? But the Jehovah continue saying the chapter 7, 11, then he say, Jehovah will make you a house. We know that is a Jehovah doesn't mean the building. Jehovah will make you a house. That means that make your family. Make an organic building. Wow. I think we are the second rich generation. We don't appreciate. But when I talk to the rabbi, they never read Paul's writing. Never change. That was so exciting. Wow. They didn't know. When Paul talked about Ephesians, that's a fulfillment of the Old Testament, the 2 Samuel chapter 7, 11 to 15. Fulfillment.
Amen.
Everything come true. Because Paul said that. Paul was crazy. That's Brother James said. Paul was so crazy about what he see. The Old Testament, that prophecy come true. All fulfilled during the use that to make home in your heart. That Bible only come to the same only one time. Keta, just sister sharing that? Keta. And another word, oik. What do you mean the oik? House. Family. So, Old Testament, they talk about the bayat. 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 That means the same Greek in the oik. Who put it together? Our brother Paul put together. Wow, 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 wow. You see, that's organic building. We think we try to build up. That's the first step. We need a material, physical. But God wanted us to build up organic building.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
this whole week.
Amen.
I pray for your strengthening.
Amen.
You strengthen us into our inner man.
Amen.
Keep us in this supply, Lord.
Amen.
Keep us eating you.
Amen.
I pray for more of your building work to be carried out.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, Lord, build yourself into us.
Amen.
Oh, you know our condition.
Amen.
Oh, to saturate us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we pray you can occupy every chamber in our heart.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to fully gain our heart.
Amen.
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 Lord, you make yourself home in our heart.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, really do be the light shining within us.
Amen.
Expose us to a true condition.
Amen.
Lord, to just break through every part of us.
Amen.
Thank you for your power.
Amen.
All of us can operate in us.
Amen.
Every day this week.
Amen.
Oh, so we may be full of strength.
Amen.
Amen.